don't study English and don't, you know, study grammar, but do this weird theater thing where you stare at people when you're not really supposed to be on stage.
That is McCracken County High School teacher Mary Bowden. Her passion for the stage and her pursuit of theater has led her to her dream job of teaching drama and directing young minds in the way of acting. This episode was truly special for me to work on. It was touching to be seated there with a teacher and her students that were able to clearly articulate the impact she has on their lives. It should be noted that I focused on Mary. But when we sat down, she was perfectly willing to sit back and let it be the leads in the upcoming play, Newsies, who got the limelight.
I'm Haley Watson, and I play Catherine Plummer in McCracken's Newsies.
Hi, I'm Zachary Farmer, and I'm playing Jack Kelly in Newsies.
This week on the show, Mary, or Mrs. Bowden, describes her interest and background in drama, and how by her leaving a boring class as a student led to an exciting classroom for countless others. This is Something from Nothing. I'm Justin Lewis. Stay tuned. Support for Something from Nothing comes from Taylor Group PLLC at 15th and Jefferson in Paducah. For both businesses and individuals, Taylor Group works with clients to achieve financial viability in the present while being proactive for future goals. More about their services at taylorgrouppllc.com. A community-minded accounting firm, they also have an appreciation for the creative process and the individuals involved. Walking into Miss Bowden's classroom leaves no doubt you have entered the drama room. Musical posters on the wall, playbills from shows she has personally attended. It was obvious she was a fan of performing. Mary told me she got her start in middle school and was very active in the theater department at her high school. She never lost her passion for the theater and had it as a minor in college, but decided on an English major for more job security.
I was in my first English major class, and it was a grammar class. There were probably 12 or 15 students, and so we were sitting around like a lecture-style table with our professor, and everyone was so passionate about this grammar book that we were reading out of and fixing sentences and noticing differences, and I just remember like having an out-of-body experience and looking around, trying to make eye contact with somebody to like roll my eyes with them, and nobody was that way. Everybody was so about it. And I had actually, I dismissed myself from the class. I just got up and left because I knew that, like, they could all tell, like, I was, I don't know, wearing, like, a scarlet tee for theater. And, like, they could tell that I didn't belong there.
She belonged on the stage. Mary went to her advisor's office and changed her major that day. She embraced her passion for the stage and participated in a number of performances while at Hardin University.
I was involved in several homecoming musicals. I was Miss Hannigan and Annie.
Little girls, everywhere I turn, I can see them.
I was in The Wizard of Oz, Oklahoma, Fiddler on the Roof, Thoroughly Modern Millie, Scrooge the Musical, which is a thing.
Scavengers and sycophants and flatterers and fools. Pharisees and parasites and hypocrites and ghouls.
And that was really fun. Just always involved every semester. I was involved in a production. I was involved in, I stayed there in Searcy, Arkansas, every summer after my freshman year. I went home that summer and then realized that I didn't need to go home anymore. And so after then, I stayed and I would work on dinner theater there, working, making costumes during the day, and then at night I would be in some of those productions, like Nonsense and the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, just always in a production, always learning as much as I could. So a lot of acting experience there. So my background is really in performance, but I also learned, you know, and studied directing while at Harding.
This gave her a strong foundation in acting and performance. I think the uninformed about theater would look at plays or musicals, and they would think you memorize your lines, and then you perform them, like you say them out loud. But there's much more that goes into it. Tell me a little bit about the creative process of becoming a character.
Right. Well, I think that there are a lot of different ways to approach a role. I think one of the biggest turning points for me as a performer was to realize that you could portray a character differently than somebody else portrays a character. When you are little, and when I was younger, and I know so many of my friends, we would see people portray characters certain ways in movies, or we would see our friends in the same show, just in a different time, in a different place, and we would think that we needed to replicate exactly what we saw. But then realizing that if you went back to the text and studied what is there and what the playwright gives the actor to really work from, you can really have a lot as a performer. You have a lot of creative license to interpret characters how you want and to interpret lines the way that you really want to. And working with a lot of different directors has helped me to become the performer that I am, because different directors have different styles of how they want you to approach a character, or they might have different insight and tell you, you know, have different line delivery. So I think it's really important to know that you, as the actor, need to look at the text and what the character, what it says about the character, but also what it doesn't say about the character, because that means that you can do, you know, your own interpretation. And also working with, you know, the director and what you can take from them stylistically.
She is able to use this knowledge of the creative process of acting, in addition to her directing studies, to perform her dream job of being a drama teacher. Mary said she is so happy to be here, teaching students the art of performance, a job where she gets to use acting on the regular.
Somebody told me before that teaching is 3/4 improv and 1/4 preparation. I truly believe that as teachers, we need to think on our feet. And there are so many acting roles that I teach in my classroom that I do apply to real life. You know, my students ask me all the time, like, why don't you act for us? You know, Ms. Bowden, when are you going to act for us? And I just immediately look back at them and say, I'm acting right now, because I could be having an absolutely terrible day or a terrible week, or maybe something completely goes wrong with the lesson plan, or maybe a student says something that's completely left field or inappropriate, or and I need to handle it in a professional way. And so I definitely feel like teachers are actors.
But I don't think Mary was acting when she told me how happy she was to be at McCracken. A bonus for her was starting this job as soon as the school opened, so she was able to start the program from scratch. That allowed her the opportunity to set the curriculum from the ground up. She's developed the yearly timeline as play in the fall and musical in the spring. But she doesn't do everything herself. For example, she has the other fine arts teachers as consultants to pick out that year's performances.
What feels right this year? What did we do last year? And we would like to do something different this year. So what is maybe too similar to shows we did last year or the year prior? And then we just start talking, okay, well, what if we just start making them a little more real? What if we did this show? What if we did this show? What would that look like? What does that look like with our budget? What does that look like with our talent? What does that look like just with, you know, what message does it send? And is it a story that the kids haven't told yet?
The story to be told in spring of 2019 was Newsies. And once again, Mrs. Bowden will be the director.
What's it like directing teenagers?
Gonna get my popcorn.
Directing teenagers is beautiful because they are so passionate and so willing to try new things. And I also love, I mean, as trying as it is sometimes, working with students who are so talented but seriously lack confidence, seeing them finally take the stage and deliver the line or sing the song and get the praise that they deserve, and seeing them come into their own, it's just so rewarding.
Something cool about Ms. Bowden is that she's not only a great teacher and director, but she teaches respect and kindness through all of her lessons, whether it's an improv class or it's her blocking a scene at rehearsal.
That's Haley Watson, one of Ms. Bowden's actors in Newsies.
The best thing I've learned about Ms. Bowden is just always spreading kindness, no matter where you are, whether that's at rehearsal, it's in class, it's with your friends. It's always being kind to one another, because when you build a bond of trust and kindness, like, you can't go wrong with that. It's always happy. It's always good, no matter where you are.
Zachary Farmer also only had positives to say about his drama teacher.
I just needed confidence that maybe I could do this, and Ms. Bowden gave me that and taught me so many lessons. This class is like a home. If I have any issues, it's straight to her. It's definitely a family.
Wow. The impact she makes on those students? Rewarding indeed. The kids were hanging on every word Ms. Bowden said.
It's really cool hearing how a director who also has theater background, how they specifically analyze a character and how you put that whenever you're directing shows. For example, like if we are in a blocking rehearsal, Ms. Bowden will like talk to us about how she sees a line, or she's like, you can always say it like this, because one word said differently can make the line go from comedic to serious to angry. And so it's really cool hearing your specific background with that, and because that kind of gives us insight on how you're thinking during rehearsals too.
I was impressed with Haley and Zachary's ability to describe their respective roles and the motivations of each character.
I play Catherine Plummer, and I think she kind of works as the Newsies voice throughout the show. Basically, Newsies is all of these kids fighting for their rights as like child workers, and Catherine is a writer and an editor, and she finds the Newsies and she kind of hangs on to them kind of as her break too, because as a woman in 1899, getting good jobs isn't very common. So she clings on to Jack and to Crutchy and to all the other Newsies and tries to tell their story through the New York Sun.
Well, I play Jack Kelly, which is, he's kind of the Newsies leader, but he's desperately wanting to get away from all this. He's longing for, he brings up a place called Santa Fe a lot. He's longing to get away from all this, this stuff that is going on. But he loves family, and so he sees these Newsies as his family because he never had one of his own.
They truly had a grasp on what they were doing, which is one way Ms. Bowden defines success.
Everyone in the show, if everyone who is in the show feels that they gave it their all and they had a great performance, then I consider that to be success. I want them to have a good time. I want the audience to enjoy themselves, obviously.
But most importantly, as Mrs. Bowden is concerned,
is the cast and the relationship that they have. And if they feel fulfilled as people and performers at the end of a show, then I think the show is a success.
This has been Something From Nothing, a show that features the creative process and the individuals involved. Support for this season of Something From Nothing comes from Paducah's Taylor Group, PLLC, a community-minded accounting firm proud to support the creative process. Offering small business consultation, tax services, retirement planning, and more, Taylor Group works to help clients achieve financial viability. There's more about their services online at taylorgroupplc.com. For more on the McCracken County Theater Department, you can follow them on Instagram at mchstheaterdept. Something From Nothing is also on Instagram at Something From Nothing Podcast, and also has a Facebook page. All 5 seasons of Something From Nothing can be found on wkms.org. Stacey Reason provided editorial assistance on this show. That was produced by me, your host, Justin Lewis. Thanks for listening.